Monster Movie Media presents. I'm not going to talk like that anymore. Sorry, guys. And welcome to episode 110 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. Podcast all about the spookiness of Disney and beyond. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and this is our Christmas holiday episode. And this episode's theme is Alice in Winterland. First up, we are going to be reviewing the Queen Mary's Chill, Alice in Winterland. Then after that, keeping with the Alice Wonderland theme, myself, Miss Roxy Tarr, and Sarah Bunny will be taking you along with us on a ride of the Mad Tea Party and Alice in Wonderland in Disneyland. But before we get into that, I just want to let you guys know that you have an opportunity to vote for the Creepy Kingdom Film of the Year. That's right. You can go to creepykingdom.com or any of our social media accounts for the link. You can put in your vote and let your voice be heard. But now, without any further ado, let's begin. Very happy holidays to you, Shannon.
Thank you. Happy Festivus to you.
Happy Festivus, everybody. It's me, James Erclaus.
Oh my God.
Have you been a good ghoul this year?
No, I mean, I'm good in the sense that, like, Krampus is going to come visit.
Yo, Krampus.
I like that you did the tongue roll there. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Shannon and Shenanigans.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to get going now.
Bye.
See you later. And here comes James. Hey, everybody, it's James here. I'm here with Miss Shannon McGrew, the editor-in-chief of NightmarishConjurings.com. I feel like you need some kind of, like, pun for your title.
Yeah, I don't think there is one.
You know, like the Shredditor-in-chief or...
The Shredditor? I'm not part of Ninja Turtles.
The Shredditor?
No.
Anywho, it's holiday time here, and we're having a little holiday episode here of the Creepy Kingdom, and we're going to talk about a trip we took to Winterland.
Yes.
To visit Miss Alice.
Yes, it was part of the Queen Mary, which you may have heard us talk about before. We went there during Halloween for their Dark Harbor event. And for the...
I said, that's all.
Oh, okay. So for a few days before Thanksgiving, they had their, I guess, Thanksgiving slash Christmas slash winter event, which was called Chill.
Well, they're having it right now, like the whole month of December.
Yes.
But we went to the first night, which was the day before.
Yes. Basically,
to clarify.
Yes, I'm sorry. And it's their, I believe it's their fifth year doing it. This year is, the theme was Alice in Winterland.
Oh, yes.
So, as some of you may know, I mainly review horror-related things. But, you know, I was able to spin this a little bit. Because Alice in Wonderland has some creepy aspects to it.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch, Shannon.
It is a stretch, but you make it work.
We can kind of give an overview of all the other fun Christmassy things that go on there, which weren't really too creepy or...
Right.
You know, but what I really wanted to talk about was their Alice in Winterland walkthrough attraction. So that was the name of this year's event, but they also had a walkthrough attraction as well.
Yeah. You know, last year we did attend as well. And, you know, I was interested to see what they were going to do this year. You know, one of the highlights of last year was they had these amazing ice sculptures and
they did the story Christmas centered, Carol.
Yeah, around the Christmas Carol. And there were some legitimate creepy things last year.
The Ghost of Christmas Future is always creepy.
Yeah. And I was interested in how they were going to handle it this year because though I liked aspects of last year, it wasn't necessarily my favorite thing, but their Alice in Winterland was, I thought, was incredible.
Yeah, no, it was a whole other level, which we're gonna get into for sure. That's the meat and potatoes of this segment. But you know, this does take place at the Queen Mary, which is in case you haven't heard about it, it's an historic ship. It's been docked for a long time in Long Beach, California. There's lots of history there. They have their Halloween event, which we did our Dark Harbor episode not too long ago. So, in case you didn't hear that, check that out. Also, there's Disney ties to the Queen Mary, because at one point, Disney owned the Queen Mary, and it's about half an hour from Disneyland. So, in case you're not local Southern California, you're like, why do I care about this? You know, there's ties to it. There's Disney ties, and also, even independent of the Disney ties, they're really bringing a great product here. There's not too many creepy Christmas activities out there. I mean, they're becoming more and more.
Yeah.
You know, because people, especially here in Southern California, because Halloween and all the haunts and all that stuff are such huge thing. There's so many things to do. I think you want to keep it going as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, so. But, you know. Yeah. Alice in Winterland. So, yeah, it's just a kind of a little bit of overview of the things that are available there. They had something called the Glacier Glide, which is a tube down a 100-foot, 6-foot ice slide.
Which is pretty awesome. I mean, I did it last year. I didn't do it this year, mostly because I wanted to record your reaction going down it.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
It's a very bizarre sensation. I don't know if anyone's ever done anything like this. It's not like just like going down a slide. Because you get in this inner tube... And you're going so fast that it actually freaks me out. Like,
I think it's awesome.
Like I don't know why. Like, it's fun, but it's like my heart rate goes super fast. Like, it's like my brain doesn't know how to process what's happening. And those, like, maybe it thinks that I'm dying. I don't know. Like,
maybe.
Because of I guess it's the speed that, and they're so, like, out of controlness, they're going. If you're, like, on a roller coaster or something, you're like, oh, there's the track. Your brain can process what's happening. But even though you're not going, it's not a complete free fall. You're in a little area. But I don't know. I can't really comprehend what freaks me out so much about it, but it really, I don't know. So, yeah, so there's a little thrill there, I guess, if you're like me. Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, and for those who like fun little, you know, accessories, we each got a very nice hat upon entry into Alice in Winterland.
Oh, well, let's hold off on Alice in Winterland. Yeah, I'm just going to look at the other things that are available because that's because we're not going to I want to actually go through that experience and
gotcha.
Yeah, because that was an experience. They have a carousel, which we didn't do, so I don't know about that. I don't know. I wouldn't really call this part of Alice in Winterland. It was kind of at the end, but you didn't need to go through, you know, the walkthrough maze. I don't know what you want to call it. It's not really a maze. I don't know.
Walkthrough attraction.
Yeah. They had a, what's it called? The Magic Mushroom Martini Bar.
Oh, yes. James definitely liked that.
Yeah, it was like, you know, essentially, I mean, overall, I mean, you know, this is an event for kids, you know,
yeah,
for the most part. I mean, it's not, you know, there's nothing really that's
right,
super scary. But that being said, I guess maybe this were like, this is the place to drop off the adults. The
yeah,
it wasn't really kid friendly in the martini bar. That's
but it was designed really, really cool.
Oh, no, it was definitely cool. Yeah, it was just
and right before you would walk into the martini bar, they had a chess set designed.
Yeah, were those movable pieces?
Yes, because I moved one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was supposed to, but I moved one.
They were like 2 feet. The pieces were like 2 feet tall at least, right?
Yeah, they were tall. Yeah.
So it was, if you're a child.
But they're not heavy.
No, they were light, but I'm saying like, they were just huge. And like when you say a chess set, it was like, it was almost like, almost life size, I guess.
Yeah.
So, definitely a cool place to hang out. There was like animations, projections on the walls.
Yes.
I guess we can bring up the hat now because this is kind of relevant. Because the hat shop was not actually part of the walkthrough attraction.
It was not.
So we will talk about it. Yes. Yeah, so they have a Mad Hatter hat shop where you could purchase a hat.
Or
bunny ears. But with the hat, they had an RDFI. Why can't I remember the?
I don't even know what it is. They had a special chip within the hat.
Yeah, everyone that's like has a magic band is like yelling at me. It's because it's what's in magic bands too. It's RFDI. I think that's what it is. Anyways, that's what it's called. It's a thing that would trigger things in the haunt, in the maze. We're so used to talking about haunts in the maze, but also inside the martini bar as well.
Yes, it was really cool. I mean, it, you know, it's like one of those things, you know, if any of you out there are big Harry Potter fans and you have the Harry Potter interactive wands, it was just like that, only in a hat. So it would set off like projections, and we got to see the Cheshire Cat a bunch of times, which was really cool, and things would pop out of boxes, and in the mushroom martini bar, there would be like a kettle would go off and a clock would go backwards, and
oh yeah,
it was awesome.
And all you had to do was kind of, you didn't have to do anything actually, you just had to go near it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to do a magic wand flicking.
Yeah, there's no magic wand flicking.
So I'm not good at that stuff where we went to Wizarding World. Actually, I never even tried. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I just don't know. When I see other people do it, they're actually you actually have to do like a...
You're allowed to say hell on this podcast?
Yeah, just once. There's our one HE double hockey sticks. They say hell at the end of Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All the powers of hell.
Well, now we've said it 3 times.
Yeah, well, it's good. We're catching up for old episodes. So, there's so much Christmassy stuff here. I'll just kind of keep going through this a little bit. You could make a gingerbread house.
We did not do that.
No.
And I really would have liked to have done that.
You have to buy a kit, and they have all these different things, and you can... I think that's pretty cool because you actually go inside of a mock gingerbread house, and then they have all the stuff to make a gingerbread. Because, you know, if you went to the store and bought all that stuff, I mean, that's, you know,
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I would have liked to have made a gingerbread house. Failed.
Me. I didn't do anything.
We were supposed to do it together.
You could do whatever you want. You're a journalist. I wasn't stopping you. That's true. Don't blame me, because I didn't want to make a gingerbread house. Then there's several times of the evening when snow falls, which is...
Were we there for any of that? No, I did not experience any snow falling.
Really? Oh, no. We did not. That was a snow pit. It's the... Fake. So I thought that I did, but I actually experienced that at Disneyland. So that's I just confused the experience of snow falling on me.
So
you missed out on that. But yeah, it was really cool when it happens, I guess, because it doesn't really snow in Southern California unless you're in the mountains. So, and we are not in the mountains. Not one bit. Yeah, you can go to Claus's cottage.
What was that again?
You can meet Santa Claus or something. I don't know if you want to do that. I guess. But they had a paintball, which is tinsel toy and paintball experience.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you got to shoot up some presents.
Yep. And it was presents. Wasn't it more than just presents? No, I guess it was just presents.
If there was something else, I don't recall. But either way, paintballs, huh?
Yeah.
You never really think of paintballs when it comes to Christmas, but Queen Mary Chill, they made it work.
Hey, they did it for Dark Harbor. And, you know, people love that stuff. I mean, it's fun to shoot paintballs. I mean, I don't think anybody really hates it. I don't know. Maybe people do.
I don't think people like getting hit with paintballs.
No, people do not like getting hit by paintballs.
So, yeah, you know, you don't get to shoot at other people. You just shoot at presents.
Yeah.
Which is helping somebody in the storyline of why you're doing that. I'm not sure why you're doing that.
You're... shooting the presence of naughty children.
Okay, good. there's a post office where Santa can write and send a letter to Santa. So there's...
Yep.
There's that. Get hot cocoa. I'm just trying to skip stuff that we're not... Stocking craft shop, which is not creepy at all. You can make your own stocking.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience. So, you know.
I struggle to make mine...
He loved his.
Creepy or...
Mine was delightful and had all the holiday cheer, and then he went and ruined it with his stupid stocking.
Mine was amazing. What are you talking about?
It was stupid.
I'm looking at it right now, but I can't recall what the story was behind it.
It was... Wasn't it a snowman slapping Santa?
Oh, because his present wasn't big enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I tried, guys, for you. They didn't have any like skulls or anything for some reason. You guys might want to fix that next year.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll take that into consideration.
Definitely. And then they have an area called the Looking Glass, which has the Looking Glass rink, the ice skating rink. So if you're into ice skating,
yes, they had an Olympic bronze winner, skating, which was really cool. It was really neat to watch, like the professional ice skaters do their thing.
Yeah, I think that was only at that night. I don't think they like have like professional.
No, that was just regularly. That was just special for opening night. Yeah. But it was cool.
But then they have another drinking establishment down the Rabbit Watering Hall Lounge and Bar, which was a White Rabbit themed little bar there.
I loved it. It was one of my favorite places in the entire event. It had, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, there'll be pictures and videos that you guys can see on Creepy Kingdom and Nightmarish Conjurings that show... you know, the event. But that place was cool. There was like fake grass on the wall and just cool furniture and, you know, a wooden bar, and it was awesome.
Yeah, no, it's for a temporary event. The detail is it's pretty high there, to say the least. They also have the swinging sleigh ride, which is the big swings. I forget what those are really called.
I forget what they're called too.
But for Disney fans, the Silly Symphony swings at DCA, you know, they have at most carnivals, you know, the high swinging, you know, lift you up high and you swing in a circle for 10 minutes. I don't know if it's 10 minutes or not.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder, this is the same swings that are at Duck Harbor, if you heard us talk about that. This swing ride is from Neverland Ranch.
Yes.
Michael Jackson's amusement park he had in his backyard.
Yep.
And there's a little plaque or something that states it.
Oh,
well.
Is there?
Yeah, it says it's from Neverland Ranch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They might have taken it down for chill, but it was definitely there during Dark Harbor.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That's cool.
So, that means something to you.
Go check it out.
And there's other things here. What do we? Oh, they had the 4D Polar Express experience.
Yeah, that was. I mean,
well, it takes like three scenes from Polar Express and makes them 4D.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's pretty cool. I'm not a huge fan of the Polar Express.
I've never actually seen it. Have you seen it?
The movie? Yeah. I think it's really creepy and like an uncomfortable, like, I just don't like this type of way. So,
well, it's appropriate for the show.
Yeah. So I am not a fan of it, but you know, it was fun. It's a good thing to do if the lines are long and you're just looking to rest for a little bit.
Yeah, it's and I mean, it's pretty cool 4D. I mean, you know, you know, the seat moves, things blow on your feet, stuff, bubbles go all over you.
Yeah.
But
they make it very I don't know if interactive is the word.
I don't think it's interactive at all.
Immersive.
It's immersive, I'll give you that. Yeah. Cuz you're not doing anything but sitting there, so yeah. It's interactive.
It's very immersive.
So yeah. But yeah, Alice in Winterland. So, like we said, last year, we hadn't gone to the ones prior, so we don't really know what the precedent was. But last year, they did it like it was a series of ice sculptures playing out scenes from the Christmas Carol. And there was definitely music that was there and some little voiceovers here and there. And the ice sculptures were pretty incredible.
Yeah, they were amazing.
But it wasn't really an immersive environment. You know, like, you were just looking at ice sculptures.
Yeah.
And so, I wasn't quite sure what to expect with this Alice thing. And I have to say, I was pretty blown away by the amount of detail in all the sections that you go through.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like what I've talked about on the show a few other times, that it's like, oh, I wish Disney would do some type of temporary thing, whether, you know, it's around Halloween, that doesn't have to be jump scares, but something that's immersive, like all these other haunts.
Yeah.
With their characters. Essentially, it's a walk through Alice in Wonderland experience.
Yeah, I mean, all the main figures are there. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the Red Queen, obviously. Alice, who gave James some stern looks. Who else was there?
Oh, wait. Well, you got a picture of that, right? That was...
Yeah. Like I said, there was a giant chess set played out. I think the only thing that wasn't there as like a person in a costume was probably the white hair.
Well, that's they didn't really have, I mean, all the people were... I mean, all the characters that were played by people, they were playing human characters for,
that's for the true. Most part, right? Oh, yeah. And then, what is it? The Good Queen or the White Queen?
It's the White Queen, yeah.
Yeah. Her area was phenomenal. But, and then you saw the caterpillar, and it was just super colorful and, like, super creative. And you could tell that, like, a lot of time and effort went into creating this experience for guests to go through.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable that it's a temporary experience, you know, because, like I said, there's so much to look at and so much detail. And I mean, it's, and getting to, you know, what's the room with all the doors? Is it, you know, does that have a name?
The Room of Doors.
The Room of Doors. That's the, anyways, that's where you encounter Alice. And, you know, all the doors, you know, you do something to the doors, something different happens when you turn them. There's different noises. There's, you know, you really get a sense that there's this world of chaos happening all around you.
Yeah, it was, I mean, they did a good job of making the whole experience seem pretty magical.
So, yeah, and, you know, I'd say, you know, my favorite part is running into the Red Queen.
Yes.
Because she was, you know, she was kind of, you know.
She was sassy.
She was sassy, yeah. I mean, she was kind of like, she was, you know, she wasn't necessarily all the way there yet, but she was kind of in a beheading mood.
Yeah. She was like on the precipice.
So what happened to the roses?
As you can see, some fool painted them red. I asked them to plant red roses. Clearly, they planted white, and they try to cover it up by painting it red, as if I'm oblivious to the situation.
That's...
As soon as I find the culprit, they will lose their head.
Oh, well, it wasn't me.
Are you just saying that so you could keep yours intact?
Probably.
Just for being honest, I will reward you and let you keep yours.
Thank you very much, Queen.
Now, who's your favorite queen in all of Winterland?
General Girl.
Off with your head.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, it was the people that designed it and created it did. They really, I feel like they really captured the essence of Alice in Wonderland for that space.
No, they definitely did. And I can't really like compare it to anything else because there's no walkthroughs, you know, I mean, you know, for Alice or something. I mean, there's been like kind of walkthroughs for Christmas stuff, like a collection of trees. What was that place in Las Vegas? It's the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
Which we experienced last year, it's basically a bunch of local businesses kind of put on, you know, set up their own series of trees with stuff like that. So it's a similar experience to that.
I mean, yeah.
But this is like, I can't imagine, like, especially the scale of a lot of the things, how
yeah.
Huge they are. If you're, like, a little kid walking through there, you'd be like...
It's amazing.
Yeah, you would be like, whoa. So, and this is their only walkthrough attraction at Chill, because, you know, it's like Dark Harbor that you have, like, five or six. So, you know, they really put all their eggs in one basket in this one, and they really put, like, so much effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, it was executed pretty much perfectly.
No, last year they did have, it was kind of like a walk through like a magical forest.
Did they?
Yeah, I remember. And then there was like a ball pit with an elf.
Oh, yeah. That was not that good, though.
It just wasn't very detailed.
Right.
It was kind of like a elaborate path to the ball pit.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of one of their attempts at doing this. But then I guess that's the other precedent they set.
Well, I don't think it's the same person that did it.
Bless you. Thank you.
I don't think it was the same person that did it last year that did it this year.
Well, I don't know who did it this year or last year, but I'm just as a consumer.
Yes.
You know, there's a precedent that's set by what you experienced before, and they was just completely blown out of the park from last year.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I look forward to what's to come. I just
likewise.
You know, like the event as a whole, I think is just it's getting bigger and getting better.
Yeah. No, I think overall between Dark Harbor and Chill, you know, I really think Queen Mary has something special, and I only hope to see it continue to grow.
Yeah, what's the only bummer here is they have to wait like 9 months for another Queen Mary. They need some kind of spring event.
I know.
I don't know.
People like Queen Mary do a spring event
Saint
and
Patrick's
then do a
Day.
Summer event.
No, it's too hot.
Just do a spring
event. St. Patrick's Day haunt.
Or an Easter haunt or something.
Easter haunt.
A zombie Easter bunny.
Tie them together. St. Patrick's Day and Easter, you know, so you can do it in March and April. You know, I mean, because there's nothing else. There's nothing else they do, right?
That I'm aware of. I know that they have a New Year's Eve event coming up, but other than that.
Is that part of Chill?
No, that's separate. That's a separate event.
Oh, okay.
On the Queen Mary.
Gotcha. Well, Queen Mary Chill. It runs through January 8th. So if you're in SoCal and you want to check this out, you still have the chance to do so.
Do it up.
We're going to be posting pictures so you can see all this stuff. And I'll have a video that I put together for Nightmarish Conjurings. Put on the show notes, and it'll be on Nightmarish Conjurings too. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know what you're thinking before, but... All right, Shannon, do you have any holiday messages to send to everyone out there in podcast land?
Merry Krampus. Make sure, if your kids have been naughty, to let them know Krampus is coming to eat them. And if you'd like to know more about Krampus, check out my article on Krampus Los Angeles at birthmoviesdeath.com.
All right. Way to tram in some Krampus. This segment had nothing to do with Krampus.
Doesn't matter. It's like Christmas demon.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know why?
Why?
Because Creepy Kingdom has officially launched a Patreon account.
Patreon? What's Patreon?
Well, let me tell you. Patreon is a way that the listeners of the show can support us.
So, like a Kickstarter?
Not exactly. Kickstarter only is a one-time thing. On Patreon, our listeners can support us every month. And in exchange for them supporting us, we will give them special, super awesome prizes.
How much do they have to pay to support us?
They can pay whatever they want. You could pay $1 a month. You could pay $10, $100. It's up to them.
That's really cool. So how can Creepy Kingdom fans find this Patreon thing?
Well, you could go to creepykingdom.com and check the show notes on our recent episodes, or you could go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. That's patreon.com.
I'm going to go check it out right now.
Me too.
Hi. We're on Ellis.
We're going down.
Down. If the white rabbit had an iPhone, he would not be late all the time. Mary Jane!
Why would he set reminders?
You know, I'm just saying. And, like, have you seen his watch? It goes all crazy all the time. Right.
When I'm in Wonderland, let me know what time to go to the tea party. It's like that reminder.
Oh, no, he needs a watch. He needs, like, the Apple watch. Oh, yeah. That's perfect for him.
That dandelion always scares me.
Chance, I'm not sure where I am.
He doesn't have GPS.
No,
obviously not. Apparently the Cheshire Cat needs an iPhone too.
All right, now it's time to visit our friend, the Queen of Hearts.
Rule number 43! The Roxy is always right! Rule number 1! The Roxy is always right!
Oh, it's not 43.
The Queen of Hearts and the King.
Play croquet.
Rule 42. The queen always wins.
Oh, is that yours? 42.
No, 42 is the queen always wins. 43 is Roxy is always right.
Well, we got out of there, guys,
now
huh?
Outside.
Now we're outside. Well, it's quite brisk this evening.
It really is. It's a little chilly out here. Outside Wonderland.
It was a hot day, too, wasn't it?
It was, and now I'm like, where's my jacket? It's brisk. The Matterhorn's over there, sounding all creepy and
just
stuff.
Just Matterhorning.
Matterhorn's over there, Matterhorning.
The Matador.
Matadorning. The Matador.
That's right. Sure, it's pronounced Matador.
That's right. My bad. I am incorrect. The Matador is over there, Matadoring.
Well, we get to end this ride with a on birthday party.
Woohoo! We should end it with a bang!
Did the Mad Hatter get skinnier? Maybe.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of fat on his neck.
He's on a liquid diet. He's juicing.
He's juicing. Well, we got out of that one alive.
Oh, thanks to me.
Yeah, thanks for your driving ceremony and our expert driving. All right, whoa, this way.
All right, we're good.
So to conclude our time in Wonderland, we have decided to go on the teacups.
Yes, we have. Where we're going to break this wall, apparently, and
break the third wall.
Turns out this moves. Careful.
Oh, the thing you're leaning on.
Oh, man, where were we? We were in the airport at security, and you know they have the little desk thingies, like when you go into TCA and you give them your ID and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we like had to be moved over to the side because we needed extra screening and whatnot, and I go to lean on one of those desks. Turns out they're on wheels.
Oh, no. Did you fall?
No, but I pushed it hella far over. And I was like, "Whoa, okay, I'm good, I'm good." And it just like slid across the floor. I was like, "Wow, that was smooth."
You were cool. A smooth criminal right there.
Yeah.
So, teacups. I haven't been on the Disneyland teacups probably since I was 11 years old.
Seriously. How is that possible?
I'm not usually a big fan of dizziness. I have been on the Disney World once more recently, but that one's such a bummer because it's covered.
I think it's a bummer that it's covered.
Yeah, definitely.
But then the teacups don't fill up with rain.
that's the risk you take going to Florida.
I'm sure they get filled up with tea.
that's probably what's happening is the teacups are being filled up with tea.
It's in the name, so.
Right. You're very perceptive.
It's not a far cry of a guess.
It's raining Lipton tea.
You guys, it's late.
So you guys have been in the park for about 12 hours?
Yeah. And I've been here since Wednesday, and it's Sunday, and I'm really tired. I'm tired.
That's a long time to spend at Disneyland as a visitor.
Right?
Wednesday to Sunday.
Right?
I get tired after about 2 or 3 hours, and then I go home.
Dude, no. And there's so many kids, okay? There's so many kids. I had my kid, my other kid, and then Hallie's kids, and there's so many kids. And then...
when they start letting kids in this place.
Right?
I was under the impression that this is a grown-up park.
You know what it is? We need to go to grad night. Then we'll
Oh, my God.
No, that would be the worst thing.
I hate grad night.
Do they still have that anywhere?
Yeah, and we were here one year. We got here one year, and we didn't know it was grad night. We got into the park, and, like, we did a few rides, and we realized it was grad night. We were like, no. No, we were staying at the Disneyland Hotel, so we just left and went back to the hotel and hung out, sat in a teacup in the lobby, like, no.
Did you guys do grad night when you graduated high school? Did they do that far away from Disneyland?
No. My
school.
Yeah, my school did, but I didn't get to go because I wasn't a good kid.
I
don't get to do that. No.
I got to do it.
Well, yeah, you live down here.
Yes, that was pretty magical.
Were you one of those kids that tried to, like, sneak in booze to grad night?
I'm not disclosing that information on this podcast.
we were talking to one of the cast members, and they were like, you would not believe what these kids try to get away with. Like,
how do they try to get in?
They bring it in earlier in the day, and of course it's harder now with, like, how security is and stuff, but they'll bring it in earlier in the day and, like, hide in the bushes.
The bushes?
And stuff, and then try
not
to come
even a
back
locker?
For it. Yeah, no, try to come back for it later on in the night. So they have to make, the security makes these sweeps and checks all of the bushes and all the little hiding spots, and they're like, how can they even imagine that we don't know where all the hiding spots are? Like,
right.
You know? Because they're kids.
Yeah.
I mean, how long? Grad night has probably been, like, going on, like, forever. Probably at least since the 60s,
right?
I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Security knows the hiding spots, kids. Keep your booze out of the bushes.
You hear that, kids listening that try to sneak out booze into grad night? Which is our demographic.
Totally our demographic.
So, why are we not getting on this ride?
Like, I don't know.
It's like, our line's not moving.
Oh, someone's stuck in a teacup.
Someone's stuck in a teacup.
What do you mean they're stuck?
Too much tea, too much tea.
How do you get stuck in a teacup?
Move down, move down, move down.
All right, keep going.
Move down.
Listen, though, the door is stuck. You made it seem like the person was stuck in there.
We just said someone is stuck in a teacup.
What are they stuck on? What is happening?
Oh, no, they have a wheelchair.
That makes sense.
Okay.
This seemed like quite a tragic event that we were about to witness.
So much more sense than stuck in a teacup.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, like, their clothes got wrapped around the middle.
That would suck.
Yeah.
The panic's on, and you're, like, flushing around.
They'd have to unwind them the other way.
Right? We get to ride it in reverse?
Yeah. Make it go backwards. Gotta unravel. But yeah, back to why I think it's better to be uncovered is that when it's covered in Walt Disney World, it seems like just a regular carnival ride. Like, having the openness of the lanterns and the Matterhorn in your
corner, yeah, all right.
You really feel like you're at Disneyland, you know?
All right.
Yeah, theirs is kind of big, and just the Disney World one. It's
yeah.
Big. It's big.
It is very big.
My Pokemon Go isn't working. There we go. Never mind. Everything's okay, you guys. It's working now.
He caught it.
Wait, why is that flashing?
I'm playing Pokemon.
Oh.
On my shoulder.
Where's that? Is that supposed to go on your shoulder?
No, well, it clips onto whatever, but I don't have anything it'll clip onto except for my bra strap, so that's where it's clipped onto.
Very classy.
I know. But yes, I have a Pokemon Go Plus.
Plus.
One of the lucky people.
Straight from South Korea? Is that where
you... Hey, these are hard to get, okay?
Yeah. Isn't that where you said it came from? Or...
Oh, I have no idea where it came from.
I think it was Korea.
I don't know.
Well, this is... I don't know anything.
I told Keegan I wanted one. He made it happen. That's all I know.
So back on topic of this podcast.
Yeah, totally. This is not a Pokemon podcast.
No.
James, why are you talking about Pokemon?
I don't know. I just can't stop talking about it. Anyways, so we're, as you can probably tell, we're kind of on a different mental state. Totally sober, though, right, guys? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
I've been at Disneyland all day, so yes. The Disneyland Park.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did not serve any spirits.
I don't think in the Haunted Except Mansion. The,
yes, I set it up, and you knocked it out of the park. Very good ceremony. That's what we have here for. You guys get excited. You're going to go with us on the teacups. Get ready. Oh, I think there's plenty. Why is the door closed? You can't get in there. I don't know. All right, let's get in there, guys. This is a little tight.
Yep. All right.
We're really ankles to knees here, guys. All right. Okay.
All right, now settle in.
All right.
Ankles to knees. That's a nice way to put it. I was like, ankles to knees. You're so cute. Okay.
Are you all right? What's going on here?
Okay,
I have very long legs.
There you go. Yeah, come with me. We'll just, yeah.
All right, we need to get a picture of this. So guys, get this is tight, guys.
This is tight.
This is mad tight, son. You got the pictures there. Come on. All right. Hi. Is Alice a ghost? I keep hearing her, but not seeing her. There's no way we could even spin this.
She's the thousandth haunted.
Oh, she's the number thousand.
Right?
Spooky.
Wonderful time. Ta-da.
We gotta work together.
James is trying to jump into my selfies, y'all.
Can't resist.
Yes.
Longtime fans of the show know that I can't let Roxy get all the spotlight when I'm around. Oh my god, this is scary as hell! Why is this going so fast?
And the colors, the lights.
Oh,
it's like a fun disco party.
Yeah,
what,
no, this is fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not texting. I'm paying attention.
No, you were playing Pokemon.
No, I was.
We all know you were playing Pokemon.
No, I was texting. I forgot we were on the ride.
Yeah, we're riding. Wow, guys, this is wild.
All right, we'll do it again.
Woo! All right, it's time to spin. Let's.
Oh, good luck. There you go.
We can't turn this. That's gonna be painful for me. I have to get my hand past Roxy's leg.
Why, James? Why? Have you seen my thighs?
Petite.
This is not a ride for three adults. You lost your shoe.
Woo, there we go.
There you go. Now this is.
Right, oh wait, buddy. All right, playing Pokemon. We're good.
I got this right. I gotta get a shot of around the wheel. How tight this is. Is it over? What? Oh, why is it over? We were just getting warmed up. Oh, does the door open?
Uh-oh. All right, so...
How do we get out?
Here, right. I'll move up here.
Slide this way. There we go.
Open.
All right.
There we go. All
right. See,
I'm a little...
All right, we did it.
There's rum in that tea.
Oh, yeah, it feels like it. I'm a little dizzy, guys. I guess we have to leave Wonderland now.
James is over here falling off saucers and stuff. Can't hold his tea.
I can't hold my tea. Sorry, guys. I don't know where you guys are headed. The park's closed. Well, we did it, guys. We're...
Yay!
The only thing left to do is go in the Wonderland bathrooms. So I feel like if we collectively did that, some of us are going to be...
Someone's
going to get drunk.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that the memories you've made will bring you back again soon.
That is
while the rest of the spider park closes,
holy
Main
crap.
Street will remain open for an additional hour for your shopping convenience. Thank you.
We got to document the Disneyland spider.
Wow, that is scary, guys.
It's like one of the Disneyland cats, right?
Where's my Snapchat?
What, they got to get the Matterhorn in the background. That's it.
Right? He's huge.
We need to name the spider.
Harold.
Harold, that's good. That's my middle name. I'll go with it.
Who is that?
All right, Harold. Thanks for keeping it creepy as they're trying to take all the Halloween stuff away.
Right. Good job, Harold. I don't think they're going to remove that decoration anytime soon.
Good job, Harold. Good job.
There we go. All right. It's been snapped.
We've been photoed it. We grabbed it. We
twitted
it.
We twitted it. We definitely twitted it.
All right. There you go.
Apparently, it's been twitted.
It's all twitted up.
Yeah.
What? What?
All right. Well, I guess that concludes our time in Wonderland.
Our
huh?
Wonderland podcast.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Land.
Yes.
That's the quality entertainment you get here.
Yeah.
To contact us here at the show, all you need to do is type an email. And the email address that you'll be sending that very email to is creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pictures, links to our articles and videos and everything Creepy Kingdom, all you need to do is go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I have to go now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.